Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code UNFILTERED for 15% off.
You know, you have to pick and choose where you're showing and expressing who you are, but, you know, definitely don't make them be something they're not to conform to something they should be.
Drop it like a hat, drop it like a hat, drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Well, 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 it is a Friday and we're launching this on, well, it doesn't even matter because you all listen to it on different days anyways, right?
Nobody has the same day and time available.
No, nobody
does.
Remember
you used to have to watch a television show at the time that it was?
I kind of miss that.
I know, it was cute.
I do miss that.
What was your go-to, like, show?
90210.
Yeah.
Love 90210.
Yeah.
Love 90210.
Yeah.
And I loved waiting and I loved, like couldn't wait for the show to air on Thursday night.
Yeah, it's actually true. There was something about that was like, it was a bit nostalgic. You had to be in a place, sometimes you're with your friends, but you knew
I do like watching The Bachelor live, like when it's
me
a good
too.
One. I do like watching,
it's
like
weird.
If I TiVo it, I don't watch it the same way.
Which is, the only thing is you have to watch it a little bit delayed so you don't have to watch all the commercials.
The gross parts where, you know what, we need to rewrite The Bachelor. I'd change the dates. I would change everything.
Yeah, because to find real partners. But you know what I think, Kat? We could definitely host a show like that.
All right. Well, maybe we'll look into it for Mom's Second Chances.
Yes. They had one like that, eh? For cougar moms. I just remember it was hosted around a pool.
Love Again.
Love Again for the first time, baby.
Yeah.
Life is long.
Life is long. Well, wow. It's like the holidays. And do we take a break in the holidays? Are we allowed to? You know, now are we allowed to, now that we've signed our soul away?
I don't know, but guys, this is being released on Tuesday, and we're coming up to our holiday party, which is on Friday and Saturday and Saturday, and we literally came up with this because we were on the road, and we were like, you know what are we going to do at the holidays?
what are we? Well, and let's really, I felt like we wanted a show in Toronto that was. We're trying a new system and a new model, and I think you guys all. I don't know if we've talked about this. Have we talked about this or no?
A little bit, yeah.
Like, just that basically...
We talked a lot about how we're changing the game last time and how we're coming up with something new because we have some fatigue. So many more things have happened since we came to you. Like, okay, well, let's tell them what's going on in January just so we can prepare them so then we can update them later.
What's happening?
Good one.
I don't know.
Okay. So we're nominated for a podcast award.
Yes, we are.
iHeartRadio podcast, which we didn't even know that these awards existed, but that's fine. I had a chance to go to LA and be on a red carpet with other people who have amazing podcasts in.
Okay.
But while we're there, we're signed with a production company who wants to make a show for the two of us. And like we've told you before, this is probably our...
I love that I forgot. Like, I'm like, what are you talking about? I was like, what do you mean? 10th
production company, because so many meetings are coming in. So we were going to do Skype in. They're like, obviously, it's best to have you two in the room. We go to a network and pitch your show, but we're not going to keep flying you out to LA. You've got a family and kids. Like, there's something called Skype. That'll work fine. Turns out, right around the time that they want to make the meetings is when we're in LA for the awards.
It's like it was meant to be. Stars aligned.
Because I do think there's something about like a network deciding to go with something after they can actually feel it and touch it. Like, they can't touch us sexually.
Right.
But just to see who we are and what we're about and what we have to offer their network. Yeah. So it's not just another two actresses who want a show, you know?
I have
before we go in.
I have such mixed, like, number one, obviously it's not, like, I guess because we've tried so many times, oh my God, everyone just is like, this, like, nope, we'll sell the show, like.
Oh gosh, no, this is a no-brainer. This is what the networks are looking for. Every time it's like 100%, right? This process, like, this is with the other networks, this process and this network has definitely had a unique way of doing it, different than everyone else, which I like. It's different. At least the experience will be different.
Yeah, and it is... I mean, it's like anyone who you see on TV, what it took to get there, oh my God, I can't even imagine. And then all the things behind it. And the tricky thing is when you have a digital platform already, it's really hard to go back into traditional because you have to work with people on their terms rather than on your terms. So
it totally. And then it's also, I'm thinking about, it's so weird when, like, for us, we're so in control of everything we do, every partner we have.
Yep.
Like, they're
the
going
income
to,
stream.
The income stream. They're just going to, like, give us a fee to go and do our show, and then they're going to get all these sponsors, all these commercials, all this stuff, and then they're going to get all that money, and we're going to control none of it, and we're not going to, you know, because if it was us, we'd be like, all right, let's do it like this.
I know.
Anyways, that's fine, because it's if it were to happen, which who the fuck knows.
How do you feel about that?
Like, do I want it to?
Yeah.
I want it to because I feel like it's been in the air for so long and I kind of want to just, it would be
conquer it
and it would be fun to try something different. Okay. We've never done like we've never had our own production company follow us around and air something on television.
And they're not going to follow us around. We would go somewhere.
I know, but the cameras are on us. Like, we're not just one of the people in it. We are the main characters.
Right.
And the best part about that is that we get to be us, and what we're trying to bring to their network isn't just simply entertainment. It's exactly what this platform was built on. It's something that is made for women and mothers, and they need it. And I mean, there has come up, though, in the past little while on television, some really great content, I think, for women and mothers.
Yeah.
But I think there's room for more, and I think ours is different.
Girl, preach it to the choir.
Obviously, we're going to take you on we're going to update you on everything that happens. All the shitty Hollywood moments where we walk in, everyone's positive, and they look at us and they're like, it's not going to sell. Two white blondes, nobody wants that on TV. Get out of my office. Like, I want to see some of that too, right?
You think they're going to? No, they would. I would like to be in the meetings when we leave.
Yes. Yeah.
Not while we're there.
Like, okay, you stupid.
You stupid girl.
Or those girls have something. Wow. How can we figure that out? Yeah. Well, why don't we leave like a little recorder in there?
Yes.
I mean, they would do that shit in the movies.
Yes. Yeah, what are you going to wear?
Yeah, right. Oh, well, I'm going to lose 20 pounds between now and then.
Okay. Why?
So I can wear jeans.
Jeans.
Because jeans feel right.
Jeans.
Okay. Jeans would feel great if I could wear them.
Or.
But I want to be comfortable. Or else a dress.
A dress.
You know me.
Yeah.
If I can wear a waistband, I'm bringing it.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, there's nothing better than a cute top and a pair of jeans. But if you're uncomfortable, then you can't be you.
Cute top and pair of jeans.
If I have...
Do you know what? I know something. Yesterday, I went to go pick my kitchen, okay?
And oh, God, we haven't even talked about that.
And everybody was dressed. Everybody was dressed.
Aren't they uncomfortable
and
in
like,
clothes?
And they brought shoes to change it, like to wear cute shoes. I was like, oh, you go fuck yourselves.
You took off your boots and wore your socks, right?
No, I just wore my boots.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, fuck that.
All over their floor.
But everyone's wearing, like, cute shoes and, like, you know, high-waisted jeans with, like, tight white tims. Just go fuck yourselves.
But are they all lean?
I don't know. They're all just, like, they're all dressed, like
uncomfortably.
They wake up and put an outfit on.
Ooh.
They don't wake up and be like, how can I be cozy today?
I literally look for the coziest
Me
thing.
Me too. I go, I flip. Yeah. What am I going to be cozy in?
Yeah, you know what? Okay, I got it. This spring.
Spring.
When spring comes, I'm going to have lost some weight, so I'm going to be wearing jeans, and we're going to go buy some tops.
Okay, that's all we need
is
in
that
life.
Is that what people wear on their bottom? Jeans, right?
Jeans, I guess.
What else do people wear on their bottoms?
Or pants.
What kind of pants?
Like trousers.
People wear trousers?
Well, like cute, like plaid, like, yeah, like...
Oh, God, no.
Like Zara, like
oh, no,
cute,
no,
like,
no,
or like Aritzia, like, you know, like the waistband, like this elastic.
Oh, no,
with,
no, no. I'm not that far.
With like cool boots.
Okay, that could be in a few years. That could be when I start doing anal is the time I start wearing fancy pants. You know what I mean?
By the time you're doing anal, you'll be so old you won't know what hole is which hole.
I'll stick it in my bumper.
Which is so interesting we're having this conversation because you saw
my jumpers.
You saw my poll on Instagram last night?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, you know, I have this feeling. Sorry, I'm just picking my nail on the thing. I have this feeling. I can feel Instagram getting redundant and like... I can feel it. I mean, it's been around for a long time, like probably 7 years, and it hasn't really changed.
No.
Stories have been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, there's not much.
What's
like,
your favorite part of Instagram? The stories, obviously, right?
The stories. I'm actually quite. I'm going to tell you my theory on Instagram. I'm sick of people on Instagram, like. It's like people are authorities because they have a large number of followers. And so it's like, this is the only way that people can do things. How do I say it like this? It feels like...
Can you give an example?
Okay, so today we posted about you losing weight on WW, okay?
Yeah.
And people are like, diet culture is shitty and like, you don't need to lose weight. And it's like, facts... You went to a doctor and they were like, we need to check out the fat around your organs.
Yeah.
We're getting concerned.
Yeah.
You need to lose weight.
Right.
Like, facts.
Facts. Facts. My doctor says you need to be healthy.
You need to be healthy.
You have four
and
children
so
to take care of.
It makes me nervous that when people are like, it makes me nervous when people are like butting you and being like, no, you should not be like that. You should be like, no, you don't know the whole story. And you're not saying to people, you're not being like, you need to lose weight to look better.
Nope.
It's like, you're like, I'm doing this and I need a tool to help me. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's like, I find that sometimes Instagram is culturally clouding. Like, it makes me nervous that there's trends on Instagram for houses. And now people are all doing their houses based on an Instagram trend rather than
what
really
they
thinking
actually
for
like
themselves.
And what's going to work long term.
Yeah. Not nervous. Nervous is the wrong word. It's just interesting for me to see that culturally, are we losing our own independence to think because we're constantly
just following the people with the most numbers?
We're consuming so much content and being influenced so much that we're not like stopping and being like, huh, what's good for me? What do I like? Because there's so much mindless scrolling.
And some people could say this stuff has always been there, but it's never been in your face 24/7. You know what I mean? Like, so it is, it's so true. It's so easy to become. To become the people you're following because they're in your face so much.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
You become who you consume.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you, in your head, you begin to consume. And like, even if you look at TikTok and you see the girls who all want to be VSCO girls, that is a normal part of their, it's a normal part of who they are because that's what teens and tweens do is they idolize people.
Mm-hmm.
But as grown-ups,
we should all be a little bit more individual, especially to lead our children, right?
And maybe I'm just sick of like curation of Instagram, and you know, it's a business for many now. And, you know, someone said to us, like, I'm so sick of ads constantly on Instagram. And I was like, I'm pretty sure we don't have, like, our Instagram is so lean of ads that it's kind of crazy.
We don't have very many partners. We just have a few we really, really love.
Yeah, but we don't, you know, I've actually stopped posting on the grid. I'm like, I've pushed back on many for posting on the grid. Like, I'm like, it's dumb.
What's your favorite thing to look at on Instagram?
Houses, but I'm not even sure. This is so terrible.
Maybe we need to go find some new people.
Number one, I don't think it's... I love our community. I love the people on Instagram. I love that you can, like, actually have... I like the DMs, actually. Yeah. I like direct messages because I feel like we can have conversations.
Yeah.
I don't know,
we should follow more hot guys.
If I deleted Instagram...
Yeah.
Like, if I unfollowed everyone, I'm not sure I'd miss anyone.
Okay.
Like, I'm not really sure I would... I'm not really vested in...
Yeah, like, you know how sometimes you're so addicted to someone? And some of these people,
I'm really kicking my own ass because it's basically how we get to meet people. I'm bashing what has created our community. And I wish, like, the chat group is so awesome to me and, like, where I can see women connecting.
Yeah.
But the constant information at... The curation of Instagram drives me crazy, and I keep racking my brain how you and I can change it so it's not the same old, same old. I don't know. Maybe we start posting nudies. You and me. You know, like boudoir pictures?
Let's switch it to a boudoir. That's a boudoir. What, that's what people, like, are dying to see.
Yeah, just fuck it. Like, just like, you know, I'm just so sick of...
You know who's always interesting?
Who?
Celeste Barber. Every post she does, I'm in.
Yeah, but it's the same thing every time.
I know, but it's funny every time.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, but it's the same shit. It's predictable.
Yeah.
I want to be unpredictable.
I know, yeah.
Maybe we need to start, like, documenting new shit on there. Like, I like when we drink and go shopping.
Fuck me, too.
Maybe we need to start, like, just doing vlogs over there or something. Oh, okay. Like, do, like, cut up, like, old... I don't know. Even when I asked what they follow, most people, what, it was 95 stories and 5% the grid. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That means that, like, 5% are looking at the grid, which is so fascinating to me.
Well, then those were also people that were on stories.
Yeah, totally.
Right? But some people don't watch stories.
But those people who are on stories aren't looking at the grid.
And
I can see the analytics of how many people that is. And it is, like, tens of thousands.
Yeah.
Which is...
Well, do you do the grid?
I'll rip through it. I'll scroll
it
quickly.
It's so easy to rip through now. It's
not much. Cute babies I stop for. Puppies I stop for.
Mm. No.
Not you?
Somebody's baby I like. One particular baby I like.
Yeah. I know who that baby is.
So weird.
Yeah.
I love that baby. If that baby grows hair, I'm not going to love that baby anymore. I love that bald head.
I wonder if, like, I don't know, Natalie. I can just feel it. I'm like, fuck, I'd love, you know who I would love to talk to? Two people I would love to talk to about it.
Gary?
Yeah. I'm like, maybe we go back to YouTube more. I don't know. there's something about interesting, a lot of people were like, I'm over Facebook.
Oh my god!
So many people said that. I'm so over Facebook.
I'm not actually. I get more entertainment and more content out of Facebook than Instagram now.
Because I totally agree.
I read the articles.
Yeah.
There's juicy things that you can click on. It's like, yeah. Like,
you can scroll people's profile and they're not private. Like, you know, Instagram is so private.
Ugh. No, and I love all that ridiculous. This is where we get the news.
It's where I found out there was a snow. I, like, didn't even hear about it. And then I was on Facebook and there was, like, a blog. I was like, what the fuck? There's a snowstorm.
There was a woman who got sperm.
Okay.
Sperm at the side of the highway. Yeah. I'm like, this is the shit I want to know about.
I know. It's like trashy news. It's like
But it's also like
opinionated news.
But they're also real stories
that I
would otherwise not find anywhere else.
Yeah. No.
They're not putting that on my local news.
Yeah, no, I'm not connecting with people I don't see. Like, I'm not actually following people. I use it for the feed of, like, in different news outlets and entertainment outlets.
Yeah. And I like juicy stories, let's face it.
You
can't get anything juicy unless you fall down an Instagram rabbit hole. Somebody tells you something about someone on there.
Do you know what I believe? I believe that people are getting oversaturated with content. And the reason TikTok is taking off is because it's not deep. It's not entertainment. It's not serious. It's not a diary. It's not.
It's like fun news. It's like the fun news. It's like the fun entertainment. It's like
weirdos, but really funny weirdos.
And it's also really awesome to see these weirdos who would otherwise not have a platform anywhere else being able to do this. I fell into a rabbit hole of this couple. I felt like they were teenagers, but they're talking about getting married and having a baby. And I just was on there for my kids. Like, who are you watching? I'm like, I don't know this.
And then they go away. TikTok, it's like they come and they go. It's like a rabbit hole of voyeurism. But I do. Maybe that's what it is. The trend of Instagram is so serious and heavy and deep.
And planned
and like people spend so long like getting their photo shoot. Where TikTok, it is. Off the cuff, and you can't really put too much, although it does filter your face, but you can't put too much effort into it because it goes so fast.
Yeah, and also if you're not feeling it in that moment, it's not something that you can go and be like, I was trying to do one today, and I was doing it with Teddy, and I had this idea to do it, and you know what? It was just taking too long. I'm like, fuck it. And I'm not passionate enough about it to do it.
Yeah.
It was an idea, but it's gone now.
Yeah. So no, I as a business though, I am curious to see what I wonder.
That's why, you know, also what's so fun is we get to do this teen and tween community, and there's more stuff that we can do like that. That is very like touch, like being able to actually touch people and be able to communicate with them. And it's real.
Yeah, no, we came to the idea on this podcast. We implemented it. We executed it. We didn't overthink it. I was like, I want this launch within like 2 weeks of that idea. It got launched. We worked out the kinks. We didn't wait for it to be perfect. We launched it. We started it.
Guys, since we've talked to you last, we launched our teen tween online community for mothers to come on and anonymously talk about the issues that they're having with their tweens and hear from other parents their opinions. And then also, we're bringing live experts. So we brought on our favorite parenting expert this week, Allison Schaefer. And what she gave us in 45 minutes, you would probably be in three different therapy sessions, parenting sessions, and people were blown away that for $4, because obviously we facilitated it all and bring in everybody, we charge for it, they couldn't believe what they got. And we got so many tools and tips during that 45 minutes that we said that we'd bring you at least one expert a month, but it looks like we won't be able to control ourselves and there's going to be more.
Yeah. So, no, and I feel like, yeah, I'm really, I love tour because we get to touch you guys. I don't know. I feel this itch and I'm like, fuck, there's something different we can do. And whether it's a different product, and you know, Nat and I are back. We took a long break off Mom Truths because we weren't feeling our Mom Truths.
And now we feel it again.
I think that there was a recipe that we were doing.
Yeah.
And a big part of us has been afraid to let go of the little kid phase because that was all we knew.
And that's what brought us to most of you, was that connection of that we all had babies and we were all lost in this world.
And it's interesting to see that we took 2 years off Mom Truths. Like,
crazy.
Where we kind of like would be like, oh, we have to do one.
Yeah. Now they're just fun conversation.
And then we found our rhythm again, but we didn't stop because we knew it was what is the corner of our brand. And we knew that it was something that
people were still relating to and liking, but it's just that we knew somehow where we had to do it different to enjoy ourselves again.
And you can tell that they're doing better.
Yeah.
I will tell you that they are doing so much better since Nat and I. Okay, two things. You know what? Finally, I found out what I wanted to say.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
I don't know if we ever told you we went to Vegas. Did we ever talk about this? We went to Vegas and we went to 2 strip shows.
Yeah.
And at those strip shows in Vegas, they crossed so many lines and so many barriers that Nat and I were like, oh,
blown away, because we feel like everywhere else, everyone is so fucking careful.
Yeah. So concerned. And like, but the women in the audience were just so in and
liberated by this inappropriateness.
And I'll tell you, it unleashed something in us that made us be like, oh my, we're pretty much ourselves. But even more so, I was like, oh, we can go where we want to go, and people will like it, and people will hate it. But yeah, the people who like it will love it. And the being safe is nothing. Being safe is predictable. Being safe is something that you can be like, people will find fine.
Mm-hmm.
Being who you are to the fucking 100th degree is when people will actually be like, fuck, I want in on that.
You know,
or I fucking hate you.
You know what that reminds me of? Is just as you're talking, I'm thinking about late night hosts and who becomes a late night host and their personalities and everything. And I feel like uniquely the ones that I can think of all have that. They all have that thing where we know their personalities so well. We know how they differ from each other. There's a lot of late night hosts because some people do not relate to one.
Yeah.
And they relate to another. But they're all willing to push the envelope.
Push the envelope. But not contrived.
No.
And not because they have to, but because, like, I think on stage you and I used to be careful of aware of people in the audience, and we would be like, oh, fuck, we sensitive to them.
Yeah.
And now we're like, fuck it.
And not sensitive, not like we were going to hurt your feelings.
Oh,
just
no.
Just that we don't want to censor anything we're saying. And that's the thing, those late night shows, hosts, it must be so hard because everybody wants to be that. Like every SNL character, every like reporter, everybody wants to have their own late night show. And it's these specific personalities that are able to do it, like Jay Leno and Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel.
And you touch a huge point. It's not that you're rude, and it's not that you're like derogatory, and it's not that you're racist. It's like it's really being who you are at the core of you when you're sitting with your best friend in a car.
Yeah.
And you're, that's ironic that I just said that. And that you can let go of what the preconceived notions are of everybody around you. And I think that's in business. And I think that when you throw yourself into something and you let go of what you should, rather than like you let go of all the shoulds and you do.
Yes.
It changes. And we were shooting ourselves, as Schaefer said, we were shooting ourselves rather than just letting go and getting back to what we love. It was such an interesting moment.
And it's also like sometimes, and what people come to us a lot for is also just like that natural, like honestly, this is going to sound cheesy, but joie de vivre, right? We have a love of life. We're able to see the positive in the world. And by the way, I believe that when I'm talking about these late night hosts, God, we need a late show.
Okay, a late night show, but like a naughty late night show.
Yeah, totally. It's the same kind of show. Those people know how to bring happiness and joy in a little bit of like a late night way, where I'm thinking about Kelly and Ryan, right? They're so good, right?
Yeah.
On their show, and they're so good at the conversation and being themselves 100%, but they don't have that naughty edge.
Okay.
Where a late show host can be totally themselves with a little bit of naughtiness, but also make you laugh and be happy.
Yeah.
Which is what we are, and we're so lucky that we can see happiness, and we realize that a lot of the reason we can see this happiness is because we're privileged. I get that. We're living a life where we're not schlepping and struggling. We're not single moms.
We're not working two jobs just to pay the water bill.
Yeah, we're not, you know, so we appreciate that we're in a position that we can have that much fun. But when you just let go of what you should do, your natural, like, happiness and joy is received easily or without a filter to the other people too. So they feel like they can just be there with you in the moment and let go too.
And I think a lot of you who are entrepreneurs are like, you know, I really don't want to say negative things about Chelsea Handler, who we went to see.
I know.
And, you know, I really, because shit, it's hard to get up on a stage, and I think she was trying a new method, and I think she tried, and, you know, I don't know her well enough to know if her intent was what her intent was. Or,
well, I can say that I've watched a lot of Chelsea Handler in my years, and I really fell for her for her documentaries and her late show. Oh my God, when she used to have that show, it's just so fucking crazy. She was like, you couldn't believe the shit she said, and you were dying because she said it. She, when we saw her stand up, she's changed.
It was like she was censored. It's like she couldn't let go. It's like she was like, it was, and I have not been to enough stand up comedians, but what I found was it was like a delivery and waiting. Like, it was such a script, and I was like, wait, it's like you're
nothing
like,
nothing was surprising.
No, and it's not like she waited, like, it's like she waited for the audience to laugh, and when they, okay, like, it was like, and now I'll go this way, and now I'll go this way.
Which is so weird, and I can't help it, like, this might sound really ridiculous, but a little while ago, she stopped drinking by 50%. Okay. Bear with me. She's very into cannabis.
Drugs, yeah.
And all of that, which is fine and great. But if she's changed so much in my eyes, and maybe she hasn't changed that much, maybe it was just that stand-up show, and she said, I used to be drunk. I used to watch a documentary. She said, I feel weird in the morning if I wake up completely sober. Like, without a little bit of
hangover. I wonder if her mission, though, was to bring awareness of mental health rather than, like, a comedy show. But it was called a comedy show, so it was very tricky.
Yeah, because especially if you have an opening act that's fucking hilarious and everyone is rolling off their seats, and then you come in and bring, a more serious, it's like, oh. Because that's not what I expected from her, but maybe I don't know her well enough now. But anyways,
it should have been called like a memoir,
yeah,
or like because it was called the comedy show, the stand up comedy show.
It should have been something like, because she definitely talked about death and like grief and all that. I was not
but not funny.
Oh no,
no, like very serious a lot about her therapist.
And then it was supposed to be funny because she did that whole potty talk thing at the end, and nobody likes a fart or a shit story more than me.
I know,
but her fart shit story wasn't funny to me because I felt like she was making fun of an overweight person.
Yeah.
So it, like, I'm like, how can I laugh at this poor guy who's like,
yeah,
overweight and has IBS. Like, fuck, poor guy on a plane.
I know. Yeah, no, it was interesting. But I think that I said to Nat when I left, I'm like, if she had committed to herself and committed to what she was doing, I think people would have bought in.
Mm-hmm.
But because it felt like it wasn't a commitment, it felt like the commitment wasn't there, and I could feel the commitment not there. And I think that a lot of people, when they have things or sell things or do things, I don't know how much they believe themselves selling it. I don't know how much they believe in what they're doing. I don't know how much they believe if they're capable. And people sense that.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's a reason that people will buy Crocs. They're not cute.
No.
But the people committed to the, like, it's like you have to commit to yourself and believe in that.
You got to be present in that moment, believing in it every single time you're selling something or creating something.
That includes yourself.
Yeah.
Like, that means, like, when you show up to work, mm-hmm. like, you believe you are worth being there. When you show up to a mom group and you think, oh, my God, I don't belong. Yes, you fucking do. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be a certain way, look a certain way. Like, I really have come to see that the only person everyone is looking at everyone else being like, how do I fit in here? No one's walking into a room being like, I'm the fucking best and I deserve all of this. And it's interesting that us as women are constantly like, you know, looking with like a wary eye rather than being like, here I am, this is who I am, and I'm totally cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's, and when I went to the strip show in Vegas, those men were like so committed to their craft of who they were, that I was like, that is... As women,
it was so easy to watch because you didn't feel nervous for them. You didn't feel bad for them.
Yeah.
You felt like they are doing what they love to do, and I am here for it.
And they believe in it.
Yes.
And it was so inappropriate.
That's
like,
so amazing.
But it was like, but I realized it wasn't what they were doing. It's that they committed to the act of what they were doing so much that they were like, and I'm not talking sexually inappropriate. I just mean like the conversations and like, and the women were like, yes.
And we said to the owners, because we met the owners, and I know we're talking about Thinner Down Under, guys, but it's about being on stage, and we all have that same thing in common for people who go and perform for people and entertain. But we were saying to the couple, I was like, they're so committed and they're doing such a good job, and this is our only first show of the night. And she goes, it'll be even more outrageous the next one. And I'm like, you must have such a great relationship with them. And she said, my husband started out as a dancer before we made this whole thing, so he gets them and they know that he gets them, and he's one of them. He's not like, I'm the boss and you guys are strippers, you know. He's like, I'm like you, let's make a fabulous show. And I was like, that's why it's probably so good, because their boss is one of them.
Right. Or can understand how hard they were. To be honest, this whole, maybe that's what's upsetting about me on Instagram too, is like, it's really hard to like actually tangibly get, I think Instagram started off as photography. Then it went into like more like sharing the moments, and now sometimes it feels like people are crafting to share the moments so that they can know that the business can become success. You know, it's like the whole...
It's premeditated.
This whole, like, yeah, premeditated and not in the moment, like not being there. Oh, God, that's not making sense, Kat. But you know what I'm saying.
Yes, yes,
it's
yes.
Like not showing up in that moment
as
who you are.
Yeah.
Super weird to me.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's like I'm having a midlife crisis.
Okay.
Also, I will tell you, the private school situations did kind of rock me to my core, that the world operates on preconceived notions of what you're supposed to be and who you're supposed to be. That really fucks with my brain, that people live in a world where because you go and meet people, you have to dress up and look a certain way, so you present as something. And I'm like, why aren't we all going as who we are rather than who we think people want us to be? Because even that shit, like telling my daughter to dress up, to go to a meeting, to be something she would never wear. Why the fuck would I? That's not who she is.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to spend 8 years here. Why the fuck would I tell her to dress up and be something so they think that that's who she is? What the fuck is that? Is that not weird?
It is. And it's also the shitty part about pretending to be that you're something, and that, and then people will always see who you really are.
I know.
So why are you wasting everyone's time?
Why is everybody wasting everyone's time? I don't really understand it.
Well, there are places where people aren't wasting people's time.
TikTok.
I mean, just places in life. You know what
where?
I mean?
Where? Tell me when.
That are real. honestly, I feel like the one school that I went to for Taylor.
Right.
The guy was in track pants.
Right.
Who walked us around.
I mean, also bigger picture in life.
No, I know. No,
why don't we dress up and go to the office? Yeah. And like, why does everyone wear a dress up and they're like, oh, I'm wearing a business suit and high heels. I believe they
think it's a sign of respect. Dude, I'm just saying. Because it's an old-fashioned way of thinking. It's like flight attendants. And pilots.
Oh, yeah, pilots need to be in leisure suits. I've already said this. Fuck it. I mean,
right? The whole flight attendant thing is so old-fashioned. They have to have their hair a certain way. They have to have their nails done. They have to have their makeup on. They get checked.
Right.
Back in the day, they used to weigh them in. At least they don't do that anymore.
Pardon?
Oh, flight attendants back in the day were like, it was like being a fashion model. It was a great job, and you got weighed in.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, no, I gotta tell you more. I know my brother-in-law's mother was one, and the stories they could tell.
Although I did see my mom. She showed me a picture. You will die going to Washington because she was American, and it was a class field trip, and they were like 15 years old, and they looked like they were 95 because they were all wearing dress-up suits.
How did your mom do that?
It was on, let me see if, oh, fuck, I want her to send it to me. With the hats, all the girls had to wear the hats, and their hair was all like... I'm like, what if you had bad hair? What if you had bad hair?
I think they had, like, people, like, to do that. Like, I think that it wasn't their mothers. It was, like, they had, like, bed nurses or, I don't know, like, these.
My mom had nobody.
Who did her hair?
But it was always, like, flipped. You know what I mean?
I know.
And I'm like.
How much hairspray did that take?
But what if you had shitty hair like us?
Well, oh.
Like, what if you had shitty hair? But they were dressed up, and I'm like, you guys look like you're 80 years old and you're 15, and how were you comfortable walking in high heels to go on a field trip to see the White House? And they all had to line up, and they're all lined up. And I'm like, what if someone was bad? Where'd they go?
They got whipped. Are you kidding?
Whipped.
Yeah. My mom actually came from Montreal, and she moved to Toronto at that age. And in Montreal, there were a lot more, like, they wore shorts, mini skirts, and all this stuff. So her and
they
her
were
sister,
cute. They were
French, and they came, and they had a totally different style than they were in Toronto. And so all the, and they became, and they were cheerleaders, and but they were like Montreal, they were sassy. And all the other girls were like, what is that?
Oh my.
Of course, the boys loved it.
Of course.
But they were like, kind of look kind of slutty.
I love it.
So no flipped hair for my mom.
No.
And then she kind of turned like hippie-ish. Like she looked like she wore like, you know?
Super cute.
And now, she is 10 years younger than your mom, so.
Our girls are now only in track pants. They wear track pants every day. Like that's the style. Like what the fuck are they going to do when they become moms? Sacks? Like they're not even going to dress up? They're just
going
to.
Maybe things will change. I don't know. I mean, we were super comfortable as kids too, right? I wore like boxers were shorts. Like that's what we'd wear.
As a teenager, when I was their age, I would wear proper clothes.
Oh.
I'd wear outfits.
Oh.
Like cords were in.
Oh, God, cords.
Yeah. Shit. Cords.
You know what? Fashion is so funny. I was thinking about fashion as a business recently. I was thinking about fashion designers and how styles change. They, to make money, they just change it. I was thinking about my eyebrows. And I was thinking about how I'm always filling in my eyebrows. But back in those 9210 days, they had thin eyebrows.
Yeah.
Well, nobody really cares about fashion. It's just like, we need to change things so that people can make money.
I wonder how TikTok's, and like, because basically the younger generation is TikTok is fundamentally changing, like, my kids know the music on the radio because of TikTok.
Uh-huh.
Not because the radio.
Yeah.
They don't know TikTok because of, they know the songs, which blows my mind because that means they're consuming fashion, music, mm-hmm. like, everything
in one 30
and the way
video.
They dress, the way they like who they want to be in 30 fucking seconds.
But the one great thing that I love about TikTok for our kids is that although there are some very, very pretty girls on there that that are like, I don't know where they get their hair and their makeup and their lips and their teeth and their lashes and their eyes and all that. But what they are all doing is you can be foolish.
Yes.
Don't be afraid to just have fun.
Yeah.
Don't, you know, because I don't know if there was a place like that for us and before TikTok where people could just be
and
ridiculous.
There's people who are who are you know, not the standard, who are super popular.
Popular and confident.
And like full, like their bodies are not like real thin. They're like, you know, they're a normal size body and if not on the bigger side and they're totally like accepted. They look, people who look different ethnicities, different cut, like.
All the countries are on there.
And they're all super popular.
And they're all, and what it's teaching people to do is have fun.
Yeah, and fun. Connect on having fun together. Yeah,
there's not a better platform than having one where we're encouraging our kids to laugh.
And you know what I do love about actually TikTok, and now that I can think about this is why I love it so much, is it doesn't, the algorithms aren't based on who you follow. The algorithms just give you constantly new things, even who you're not following. So the discovery is so much more of, I mean, good and bad for kids, but amazing that you can be exposed to so many different things. And I have not come across a lot of weirdos on TikTok.
At TikTok, we constantly work to improve user safety and experience by enhancing our product and politics. For this reason, we are updating the viral items policy regarding the age requirements and receive gifts with monetary value or earn or withdraw diamonds.
That could probably just be a...
It's right when I open up TikTok.
Oh, maybe it's when it's like something they get for, because you can go viral super easy on TikTok.
But what's this with diamonds? Earn or withdraw diamonds on the 20th of December. Thank you for understanding and prioritizing the safety of the community.
I don't know. Maybe you could, because you can buy something. You can buy things on TikTok.
Like you can earn diamonds and like buy them. Do we get diamonds?
I don't think it's real diamonds. I think it's so that you can become more popular.
TikTok.
And then, oh, that's you and me.
That's my kids. We're looking at that.
All right. Okay. Got it. See this? Mm. When it goes to balance, maybe this is what they change. And then it said what your coins and stuff like that. So what you can buy.
Okay, cool. What are people buying?
I don't know.
Diamonds? No, just kidding.
Wow, this has been all over the place. But I do want to say like a few things. Number one, if you're a mom and you are afraid of TikTok, don't be. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of social media. There's a few experts out there right now who are like, get rid of the phone, get rid of the thing. I mean, you do have to have the time to be able to involve yourself in it and see what your kids are doing on it. If you don't have that time, then I wouldn't recommend it. But if you have the time, I actually said that to a mom like a few weeks ago. I was like, because she was afraid of TikTok. I'm like, don't be afraid of it. Just understand that your kids are on it and monitor it so you know how that they can consume it. Because you know what? They're going to be 16 one day and they're going to consume the shit out of things you don't know about. So rather than avoid it, like, understand that it's part of our world. I mean, that's
actually,
just my opinion.
I also like that about TikTok too, is that a lot of kids incorporate their siblings and their parents.
Yes,
and
grandparents, it's family. In it. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing is, I was going to say, if you can teach them one thing, try to buck the system of normal and try to let them be them. And even in situations where it may, fuck their chances of getting into a school, mm-hmm. like, you know, try not to be a pleaser in those situations. Try your best to let them. That's the only way they're going to learn how to stand on their own two feet. And that's the only way they're going to really know who they are. If we stop molding them into these things that they should be. I'm not talking about being disrespectful. Like, obviously, no. if you're going to a funeral, don't go in, you have to pick and choose where you're showing and expressing who you are. But, you know, definitely don't make them be something they're not, to conform to something they should be. Like, and there's...
That's confusing for them as well.
Yeah, and I just don't think it's... And speak of the devil, I just don't think it's...
One sec. Did she curl her hair?
They Taylor did, I'm sure.
I like your hair.
I just don't think that... I think that there's little ways we can give life lessons to our kids. And if you're a business owner and you're sitting there being like, what the fuck are these girls talking about? How do I be me? You know exactly how to be you. What is she doing?
Keep talking.
I lost it. If you're a business owner, you know exactly. Okay, hold on. If you're a business owner and you're like sitting there being like, what are we talking about? Just believe in your product. Stop second guessing yourself. Believe that it's worth something. If you obviously created it and you love it, don't be like, are people going to like it? Fuck it. If you like it, do it.
Like it.
But believe in it. Believe in it 10 times more than your biggest doubter. Like if someone's like, I don't know, be like, fuck it. I believe it. Don't sell your house about it.
No.
But definitely put your heart into it. And if you don't put your heart into it, get rid of it.
Yep. Start ditch it. Or go back to the...
You better in your core be like, I fucking love this. Don't have an ounce of doubt if you're going to put any money and time into it. It's your money. It's your time. It's your life. Don't fuck with it.
Later, take it seriously. Rosens.
Y'all, we'll see y'all later. Come over to Instagram. Or TikTok. Let's fucking do TikTok.
Sign up for TikTok. Just follow Kat and Nat because we having some fun over there.
Bye, y'all.